Resh Ayin Aleph. One question that we were mefalpa with at the end of yesterday, I saw the Piskei Shuvas has a Lashon dealing with. Last time we had left off with the instance of someone who had a kos that spilled. So then in such a case, we learned that the halach is they needs to make a new bari priya gofen. So we pointed out that the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that that only applies for someone's not daito mitchila. So I raised the question that nowadays we assume that if you make a bari priya gofen, that it goes for the wine that you're going to drink in the meal as well. So the question is, would that be enough today? So I saw the Lashon of the Piskei Tshuvas is that if the person generally drinks wine during the meal, so then in such a case, the Bari Priya Gofen would work. So I think we assume that people generally do drink wine in the meal, hence the halacha would change, as we had mentioned last time. So continuing on where we left off.
To each person?
To each person, yeah.
If you have a person who never drinks
That's
wine,
right, then the halacha would be different, correct? So now we go on with the halachas of yayin pogum, or kos pogum. So in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Tezayin Lo Yitamu HaMesubin Kodem Shiyitam HaMekadesh. The people who are listening to Kiddush should not taste before the Mekadesh. So it would seem that in those days you had the kos of the Mekadesh, and you also had wine in front of them. So then in such a case they shouldn't taste. Im Heim Zkukim L'Kosai. If ultimately they are going to need his kos. In other words, as I delineated, one possibility is that the individual is making kiddush and everybody's drinking from his kos, or you have kosos that are in front of them. So if there is kukim lekoso, sheshofech mimenu lekoso shebiyadim reikonim opigumim, if they, we're going to define pogum shortly, if they are, what's sitting in front of them is empty kosas or those that are pegumim, so then in such a case, lo yitamu, first then the balabais, let's say, who's making the kiddush, is the one who should taste first. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yitamu mesuvin hainu af shahilam kosas fnei atzel l'shtia, even though they had other kosas for drinking. What is pegumim? O pegumim, pogum nikra, says the Mishnah Berurah in Pei Aleph, kishetam mi mehamashkin mitchila. It means that the mashkin has been tasted before. Mavur b'siv she'achar zeh, v'kasha koso shel mesubim pigumin, mitzah she'yishpoch ha'mikadesh ma'at mikoso l'toch koson, she'bazeh yisakin koson shel yepogum. So you have a chozer v'neir, if you will, that's what we're discussing in the kolol in Yoredeya. So you have chozer v'neir, that you could be chozer v'neir, the kashrus of the wine, if you pour from the cup, that's not pogum. So the definition over here we have pogum is that the people have drunk from that wine before. The kos of the mikadesh came straight from the bottle. Nowadays, there's really no chiyuv, right? Because at the end of the day, what usually happens, what I notice at most simchas, you know, where I come from, at general home meals, the way my father did it and so on, is that the Mekadesh pours off for everybody else. Exactly how and what order, we'll discuss shortly how that works. But my father poured off for everybody, and that's what we do in our house, etc. But it's very difficult, just a second, it's very difficult to do it in the cases of simchas. When you have a simcha, so then there are many, 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 many people there. So then the only time you're going to need to do it is when the yayin is pogum. When their yayin is pogum, that what they had in front of them was a kois that had already been drunken from, so then in such a case it's a problem. But mi'ikr d'dina, there isn't a requirement that they taste from the kos, except for what? Except for the halacha that we learned last night, and that's the inyan of tasting from the kosho bracha. So there would be a separate halacha to taste from the kosho bracha. But in terms of pogum, it's not considered pogum. It's only pogum if it's been drunken from before. Shebezei yisayin kosho lo yeh pogum. V'ol shehem skukin lekoisai, once they're zakuk to koso, explains the Mishnah Berurah, svichal haptin lov shiitom t'chila. Then the halacha is that he's supposed to drink first. Comments the mechaber. Avlam hoyelam kosis yain she'inim kum rashon lishtes kolam shiishta mekadesh. Then that whole halacha does not apply. Okay, we're going to discuss a little bit more details about kos pogum after we do sif yud zayin. Sif yud zayin ain't tzarich lishpos mikos hamekadesh with kosis yain shlofnei mesubin elin kenoi pkumi. Again, the same yisod. that the only time you need to pour off is if their kos is pogam. She'asar chlishpal kol kos v'kos k'dei she'yishtu kulam mikol she'enu pogam. There is an inyan that when tasting from the kiddush, it shouldn't be from a kos pogam, but that's only if your kos is pogam. If your kos is not pogam, then you don't need to taste from the kos of the mekadesh. Mishnah Berurah she'asar chlishpal chanu kolam she'yishtu kulam varach pei gimel k'dei she'yishtu kulam afgad the shtiyas kolam mesumen lo ma'akva, even the shtiyas of all the mesumen is not ma'akev. And that's part of the din lechatchila of a kos shel bracha. Now the Sharet Zion is if katan chafte peites. Actually, the world makes a mistake. One of the people that made the Sharet Zion famous, aside from of course the Dirshu, was Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, used this Sharet Zion in Perek Tishi 96 in Hilchos Pesach, and there he quotes it as I had mistakenly called a chaftes as opposed to peites. I need to tell the editors that there's a mistake over here in the reference. But the Sharet Zion says the following: Ukishoshim kula mikol shel bracha. What about our custom? The custom in my family, which I'm quite sure goes all the way back to Dore Doros, going back to Poland, is that the Mekadesh would pour off for everybody else. Not like in Simchas, but he would pour off for everybody else. So, Afakav du Hushosim Etchila, even though he drinks first, Mikol Makrum Mikri Kaishen Epagum, the Chashuvin Ki Mekadesh Gufa, it's considered as if they drank from they're considered kimikadesh gufa, like the mikadesh himself. In other words, when do we say that there's a shail of pogum? That's only when the yayin is being poured off into another kais. So first of all, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal used to be mayor based on this Ashrecha Yisrael. He would say the chavivas of kais or kol shel bracha. You see this? I would never think of drinking. Unless I was extremely, extremely thirsty, never think of drinking this kos. But if my Rebbe drinks from a kos shel bracha, so then without thinking twice, I'll drink from a kos shel bracha. We do it all the time. I just grant Baruch Hashem. I drank from a kos shel bracha it was actually the opposite. I made the brachas and Rabbi Miller named the baby just a couple weeks ago. So I asked Rabbi Miller what to do, because then it's a different sheet. This is what you're supposed to do, when to drink, when not to drink. That's not the halachas for today. We could discuss another time in Hilchos Mila. At the end of the day, I drank a full revias, and he told me to drink a full revias afterwards. And right afterwards, he picked it up and he drank right after to me to drink from the kosher bracha. So there was the Rebbe and there was the Talmud. But the point is that the Rebbe would never have thought to drink from the same kos from the Talmud. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal used to comment, Ashrecha Yisrael, that when it comes to kosher bracha, then such a case, then we're not concerned. Achas chul, if someone's sick, and so on and so forth, for sure, one should be choshish. But Ashrecha Yisrael, Ad Kedek Achter, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld Zatzal was a tremendous itztenis. In general, he was known as being an itztenis. But he remembers seeing that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld going out of his way to drink the kosher bracha, even when the kosher bracha had poured off a little bit into a plate, and the plate was dirty with leftover food. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, who was an itztenis, he still wanted to drink from the kosher bracha. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's lashon was he never forgot the picture of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in his mind, the picture of the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld's love for a kosher bracha. Now, Zarlin Yonenu, so that's this halacha. This halacha is that the only time you have a shayla of a kos pogum is that where the kos pogum is when you have the a second kos. But if this is the first kos, like the case with by the bris, that I drank the revias and then Rav Miller drank, then in such a case it's not considered, if it would be kiddush, it would not be considered pogum. It's not a problem pogum. That's what the Sharet Zion is saying. Everybody, it's a very important yisod. Everybody see it inside.
The second kos makes it worse.
Oh, makes it worse, exactly. Let's see it again inside. Ukishosin kula mikosha bracha, afagav du shosin mitchila, mikri mikosha enepagum, vichashuvin kimakadesh gufa, virak, and that's your question, kishashoifich mikos likosai, beinan shishba kodem shishta batsam. Right now, for all, to put all cards on the table, just to, which will create, I just have to be entirely intellectually honest, Rav Nevin Zal Zahar in the Biyitzchak Kikari says something a little bit different, but it's quite clear that this is how most understood the Sharet Zion. This is how Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal understood it. I have to ask Rav Nevin Zal about the Har Biyitzchak Kikari. This is how I remembered it as well from Rav Nevin Zal, so we'll put that aside. So we're going to assume, assuming that that there's some type of confusion over here in the Bi'itzchak Kikare, this is the way the Shaar HaTzion, this is the way everybody learned it, and this is in Hilchos Pesach what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, it goes like this. Let's firois, as they say in Yiddish. So the way to firois is as follows. If the Mekadesh, this is the way I do it in my house. I make kiddush. I don't remember how my father Shlita does it, but this is how we do it in my house. We make kiddush, and then before I drink, I pour off for the Bnei Abayis, and then in such a case, it's not a problem with pogrom. So if I would drink first and then I would pour off, so then it would be a shaila of pogrom.
I thought we just said it's not.
No, it's only not a shaila if you pass around the cups. When I was a child, that's what they used to do. We used to pass in small family settings. Used to pass around the kais. We don't come; we're cousins from a large family that almost no one survived. So we both came from small families. So there, in our families, we would pass around the kais. But in larger families, we don't do that anymore. So then, in our family, it's Baruch Hashem. My family's a little bit larger than my parents' family. So then, in such a case, we pour off, and then they pass it around, and then it's not going to be a problem because I didn't taste. What happens if I did taste? So then you're a little bit stuck, but you're not stuck because the Shaar HaTzion said that in such a case, then you could pass it around, and then it's not considered bugle. Rav Shlomo Zalman had a big chiddush. Rav Shlomo Zalman went even a step further. He took the kula of the Shaar HaTzion. This is why I confused. Rav Nevensal doesn't seem to be saying the same thing as Rav Shlomo Zalman. And I remember once discussing it, I thought it was like Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, so I have to again go back. But in Ha'ara 96, in Perek Tes, in Hilchos Pesach, and the Dirshu makes reference to this, Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the following opinion. He said, D'lefi manihigim ka'mishn bura, da'afal gav shamavarach shasa lo nifgam hayayim bekach legabe shar hashosim. Ein afgemina im shosim me'osa akos, o shemazgu hayayim lekosos acherim. That Reb Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that at the end of the day, since it's clear that what the Baal HaBayis is pouring off is he doesn't intend to pour off into another kos, that you have your kos, but rather it's just an easy way to pass around from the Mekadesh himself. It's considered an extension of the Mekadesh itself. It's not the Pashas of the Shaar HaTzion. The Pashas of the Shaar HaTzion is it's not pogum when it's in the Mekadesh's hands. But you should know that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel, and his grandson wrote an article where he basically said that the Shaar HaTzion's cases don't apply mostly today, and one would be Mekel, and hence the Minig Ha'olam. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Simin Kuf Tzadi Oshei is Machmir, not like the Shaar HaTzion. And he suggests the Eitzah that I had told you. The general custom of first pouring off before one drinks is Lefi the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So this is the Sugya of Kos Pogum that confuses many, and this is the basic Yisodah. So we'll stop over here.
That's not a problem of Hefsek pouring off?